With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Onions and Lame Ducks. It's a weird-sounding title, but it's a look at the level of spiritual awareness prevalent in the world today and how entire governments and so-called enlightened individuals and leaders so utterly fail to hear and see Hashem's messages to the world. For those who might not know, a lame duck is an expression for an outgoing elected official who has lost an election, like now in the United States, or a governing regime that has suffered a no-confidence vote, which calls for new elections, like now in Israel. Nothing much gets done when lame ducks are in office. It's also no coincidence that right now the vast majority of the world's Jews live in places with lame duck regimes. The chaos is even greater when you consider the fact that nobody knows if there will be a peaceful transition of power on January 20th or not, and despite the election, who's going to be in the White House. There's no less political chaos in Israel, where the government is about to go to its fourth election in less than 2 years. So we see that if the lame duck was to have a shidduch and pick a soulmate, her name would probably be Balagan. That's Hebrew for chaos or a big mess. So what does all this have to do with onions? There's an old Yiddish expression for someone that doesn't want to face reality, someone that doesn't want to see reality. That person's called an onion because he grows with his head in the ground. I've given quite a few lessons about COVID-19 and the obvious spiritual messages behind it. In a quick review, we learned that some of the key points were to clean up intramural hate, dishonest business, derogatory and slanderous speech, and to stop talking in shul. Yet leaders and governments on both sides of the Atlantic have been ignoring Hashem's messages and even denying Hashem, heaven forbid. With Emunah, we believe that everything Hashem does is for the very best. So we ask ourselves, what's good about COVID-19? And what's good about a lame duck regime that either can't get anything done or can't do anything right? Well, the whole purpose of COVID-19 and the lame ducks is to prepare us for a new era, the era of Mashiach. If Hashem shines Mashiach's light all at once, people will be blinded because they haven't sufficiently strengthened themselves spiritually. So little by little, Hashem was showing us that we can't rely on our jobs, and we can't rely on the government for income, and we can't rely on doctors, or we can't rely again on the government for our health. Hashem is not letting the governments overcome COVID-19. Look what happens. When they lock down, they destroy the economy. So when they reopen, there's another surge of coronavirus. It's like a dog chasing its tail. The governments just can't win. So now they think they've defeated Hashem by way of Pfizer or Moderna. That's a lame duck and an onion too. Because if Hashem doesn't want, no vaccination is going to work. Well, Hashem's telling us two things. First, we're all a bunch of lame ducks without his help. And second, the world is changing fast from a physical-oriented realm to a spiritual realm, where many concepts that people used to hold by just won't apply anymore. The onions with their head in the ground, they don't want to see that Hashem is making big changes in the world in preparation for Mashiach. And Hashem wants us to make those big changes, which means strengthening our emunah, doing real tshuva, and starting to make plans to come home to the land of Israel, because Mashiach won't be settling in Borough Park or in Boca Raton, nor in Golders Green. What's more, the returning Davidic dynasty will put an end to the petty political parties over here that spring up like mushrooms after the rain. Hashem is showing us that by way of the faltering health systems and economies, that all governments are powerless without him. Somebody argued with me and said, "But Wall Street is back on the rise. Things are going to be good." I told him that Wall Street is a balloon of speculation. If you want to see America's real economic power, look at the value of the dollar. In the last month alone, the dollar's lost nearly 5% of its value against foreign currencies, and there's no end to the fall in sight. What do we do? If our leaders are onions, we don't have to be. Sure, we have to protect our health of our bodies. It's not worth much if we don't protect the health of our souls. Protecting the health of the souls means tshuva and strengthening emunah. So if you can't make it to Israel right now, at least start praying for it. What's more, there's no better time for prayer and strengthening emunah than during Hanukkah, which starts this week. Our heroic Maccabees of the Hashmonaim priestly tribe, they were neither onions or lame ducks. Their total reliance on Hashem gave them the power to oust the tyrannical Greeks from the land of Israel and to purify and reconsecrate our holy temple that the Greeks defiled. And that's exactly what Hashem wants from us right now, total reliance on him. because the more we strengthen emunah and bitachon, our trust in Hashem, depending on Hashem only, the sooner we'll see Mashiach's merciful arrival without firing a single shot. May it be so. Amen. God bless.